We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. Stick around, we'll get the mayor of the city of Rochester, Mayor Lovely Warren, in coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And don't miss Monday morning Mama Mac. Now, the reason why I say don't miss Monday morning with Mama Mac when we talk money, the number one question heading into this weekend, Sight and Rain, has to do with what Biden said about letting the eviction moratorium basically expire tomorrow. For the country, for the nation, it will expire tomorrow. Now, here's the good news for New Yorkers. Cuomo implemented something that will allow it to go until August 31st. So basically,
exactly one month.
Yep. So you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, I got to rush and scramble. For the federal moratorium, it will expire tomorrow as scheduled. Right now, New Yorkers and residential commercial tenants remain protected by a state law halting evictions through August 31st. So you may not have to move out tomorrow, but you may have to make a decision on either paying your mortgage or moving out in the next 30 days.
And this is why we are telling you to listen in on Monday so you can ask your questions and you can find out if there's any way that you can get help, more help. We know that there are programs out there, and especially through the city of Rochester. But if you have to go to either call the city of Rochester or go to the website, thecityofrochester.org, and see what you have to do, because .gov, so that you can see what you need to do, because with these moratoriums, and with the help with the rental assistance, you have to provide proof.
That's right.
That you were affected by COVID-19. And then once you provide that proof, you have to if you don't know too, you can ask your landlord and the payments will go directly to the landlord. I mean, there's things out there that can help you. But you have to apply to them.
Yeah.
And they're provide proof.
Yeah, they're not coming to you. You got to go to it and let them know the CARES Act, the emergency rental assistance programs. I mean, we've talked about it through Mayor Lovely Warren. We've talked about it through DKX. If you're in that situation, if you're not in that situation, I mean, you're blessed to be in a spot right now. If you are in that situation, listen, I'm a procrastinator. I've been fighting being procrastinated for over 40 years. Don't procrastinate on this one. This one is, I got a bad feeling about this going forward. So, you know, if you're in that situation, let's try to think forward. And if you need some help, Monday morning at 9 o'clock, come with your questions, come with the situation. Where do I go? What do I do? So we can get through this together as a community.
And you don't have to wait till Monday. You can hit the front lines at 678-1039. Now we can save it for Mama Mac.
Yeah. Because I don't want people to be in a situation where I didn't know. Well, we talked about it, and you know, and eventually you got to pay one way or the other.
A frontliner texted in and said, rental assistant called 211.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
And then we can just double check with the mayor when we have her on shortly and see, you know, because some of these programs, it's only around until the funding runs out.
That's right.
So we'll double check with the mayor of the city of Rochester, Mayor Lovely Warren, and see, you know, if these programs are actually still available, or the monies are still available, I should say, not the programs, but the money is still available for everyone. And listen, we wish you the best, but I will say this. If you don't have proof that you were affected by COVID-19 and you lost your job or you lost income or whatever the case may be, you are going to be out of luck.